This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And the subject of the show, by and large, has been genocide and various genocides throughout, you know, human history, because they're certainly not a new thing. The first one was not the Holocaust, and it certainly wasn't the last one, regrettably. And there are various monuments, shrines, testaments, both in tribute to these people who executed these crimes and against these people who committed these crimes. Like, you have praising monuments, as you mentioned, of people like Genghis Khan and Joseph Stalin throughout the world today. And evidently, you had one in Indonesia of Adolf Hitler made out of wax that wasn't necessarily being done to praise him, but the way people treated it
they didn't take it terribly seriously. Not surprising that people from Indonesia aren't taking the guy who committed, you know, some form of genocide many thousands of miles away terribly seriously. They just don't have the relationship to it.
Well, even if we had such a statue here in the United States, I would not be at all surprised by people who went to take selfies with it. I would almost certainly do so, but I'm a troll at heart. And it seems like that would be a really good way to troll large numbers of people easily.
Right. And I think that what we've come to is that this is a world where it is acceptable to create a statue or a monument, I mean, might not be the right term, a depiction of any mass murderer in history who has done any terrible thing. Like, you pick the terrible thing. You could make the second most hated person in America, maybe Jeffrey Dahmer. Right, like there's another, like if you were going to say, we have to have hell because we have to be able to send two people to it, those two people could very well be Hitler and Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, yeah, so, but according to the Christian mythology, Hitler's not going to hell anyway.
Look, I don't want to discuss that part. but many Christians believe Hitler is going to hell.
Well, they're wrong.
Okay. So Jeffrey Dahmer, there's probably a wax statue of this guy someplace on the planet, and I bet you there's people taking selfies with it. It's what we've pointed out here, and I think it's just so, is that somehow the propaganda machine, the contra propaganda machine that kicked in post World War II, managed to make it unacceptable to create a depiction of Hitler.
Yes.
At least a depiction of Hitler that isn't comical. So this guy here in this article here is complaining about comical depictions of Hitler sort of taking away the bite of Nazism or whatever. He's the so-called Nazi normalization has sparked an outcry before in Indonesia, which has the largest Muslim population in the world and a minuscule Jewish population. A Nazi-themed cafe in the city of Bandung where waiters wore replicas of SS uniforms.
Okay, so Indonesians, just nuts.
Tone deaf, I think is the best term I want to use here. Caused anger abroad for several years until reportedly closing its doors at the beginning of this year.
A Nazi cafe.
I went to a place called Red Square in Nevada some years ago, and you could dress up in old, Soviet uniforms, just put the big furry hat on your head and put the coat over. They'd send a hot gal in with you to take shots off of a block of ice that contained Lenin's head in bronze. the whole thing. I don't even know what I think about this, but I can tell you,
way too much.
I drank a lot of vodka off the top of Linham's head, and I had a wonderful time. I've got some good pics of this.
There's way too much to unpack there for me to know how I feel about that.
Right. I mean, the thing, you know,
I'm not sure where to start.
And it's sort of the what is too soon and what is your cultural relationship to this thing or that thing. The cultural relationship the United States has to Hitler is significantly different than the cultural relationship the United States has to Lenin. Perhaps it shouldn't
be,
but it is.
So back to the question I asked earlier, if there was a way that people could take a selfie with Hitler in some way that was clearly mocking him or demeaning him, would that be okay? Like if it was Hitler's head on a pike or whatever, and people were taking shots of alcohol off it, would they be okay with me, a trans person, giving a picture of Hitler the middle finger while saying, "You lost"? Would they be okay with that?
Probably. I mean, I wonder...
I think the context is important.
This wax statue... Okay, so first off, let's talk about solutions to this. If you don't like the wax statue of Hitler... I don't like the wax statue of Hitler. The question is, how much do you not like it? Because I don't care if somebody has a minor opinion about something.
See, this is where the troll thing within my whole generation starts to really show itself. I'm okay with the statue of Hitler, and I dislike the statue of Hitler. I would take a selfie with it to be funny because I dislike the statue of Hitler, because the shock effect of it, it's valuable.
I think that it's tone deaf, but I understand what they're doing and whatever. What
Indonesia is definitely tone deaf.
To me, what it's about is, what is the value for you? Because somebody on the planet finds this statue so repugnant that they'd be willing to spend $1 million to take it down. And that person should be able to buy that statue from that museum and melt it or
if the museum
hang
is
it in effigy
it.
Or whatever. And that's what they should be willing. That should be, well, honestly, the problem with this, with my method, but this is what I think they should be able to do. The problem with my method is that the museum then, if you're willing to pay $1 million, then pays another $20,000 to get another replica of Hitler made. And perhaps in Indonesia, we're talking $2,000. I don't know. Replica of Hitler created, and then begins to sell replicas of Hitler at $1 million apiece.
I'm okay with
angry,
all of this.
Westerners.
Hey, if you can exploit someone's irrational response to a thing, exploit their emotional response.
Well, at least they understand that that's irrational. I do like when people understand that they're irrational, but what they're doing is they're attempting to stop this behavior, you know, by shaming everybody and making their culture. Like, you see, the thing is it's completely acceptable to say, "Oh, you Americans are ruining everybody's culture. You're trying to get them to learn English and genes and your, you know, sexual lifestyles and all those things that people complain about, probably legitimately, about the United States and the spread of its culture." However, right, the spread of the United States' culture surrounding its beliefs around Hitler is not questioned for a second. The way that we may go over, you know, run over Indonesians' tone deafness surrounding genocide in Western Europe, yeah, you know, that's okay. And you're either against cultural dominance or you're not. And that's what this is. It's a cultural dominance.
Yeah, I mean, especially if it was the case, and I don't know if it is or isn't, but if it is the case that the people of Indonesia, they value the representation of historical figures for all reasons, if it was just part of their culture to look back at past figures and, I don't want to say idolize them, but that's essentially what it is when you
look
make
at
a statue of someone.
It's an idol.
Yeah.
This restaurant was called the Solden Cafe or whatever, named after a restaurant in Paris that was popular with occupying Nazi soldiers. Hitler portraits and Nazi flags adorned the walls in the Indonesian restaurant. The cafe's owner insisted to the Daily Mail that he wasn't a neo-Nazi and said to the cafe's website that it explored Hitler and the Nazis as pop culture.
Yeah, it does sound kind of like it is just part of Indonesian culture to treat the Nazis as though they weren't significant. And by what right does Western society then go, no, you have to treat them this way that we say?
Chinese still consider Genghis Khan to be significant and evil. They should.
Well, yeah. 855-450-3733. What do you think about this whole thing? 855-453.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FDL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind using our toll-free number of 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
So if you take my advice and you go to local.bitcoin.com and buy some Bitcoin Cash, you may end up wondering, you know, where do I put this cryptocurrency now? Well, I would recommend the Edge Wallet. It's the Edge Wallet that I use. It's available for both iOS and Android. And it can be used to directly buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. It's all user-controlled. You own your own money. There's none of that crap with 14-word, you know, recovery phrases or any of that nonsense. It uses a username and password system that, as long as you remember those two pieces of information, you can log into the Edge Wallet on any device without having to go, oh, no, which one of these 14-word passphrases belongs to this particular wallet? There's none of that. It's got support for Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and so many more. Their tagline is secure your freedom. So go to edge.app to find out more about it, and go to the Google Play or iOS stores and download it directly. It's a wonderful wallet, and it's being used here in Keene by homeless people to make cryptocurrency purchases, which is only possible because of the Edge Wallet. You know, it's amazing. It's a great wallet.
It's, in my opinion, the best one out there.
It is by far the best one out there. So, again, go check it out. That's the Edge Wallet. Now, in keeping with the story of genocide and various wrongdoings by government, and in keeping with the general theme, as I've noticed, China has been mentioned quite frequently on Free Talk Live within the past few months because there's a lot happening right there. In fact, we talked about them last week with South Park and China. And, of course, I don't know if it was mentioned here on the air, but South Park did, in fact, respond to their ban by the Chinese government. I can't tell you how they responded, but you'll have to go watch that episode to find out for yourself. But they responded in the way that you would expect South Park to behave. They didn't respond the way that Blizzard responded or Activision responded. They didn't respond the way the NBA responded.
Like a little servile, kowtowing.
Yeah, South Park
woofy.
Did exactly what you would expect South Park to, and it was glorious.
Yeah, they gave a it was a middle finger, but a nicely polished middle finger, like a really good one.
Yes, it was. So, getting back into Hong Kong and what's going on there, Chinese President, what is that, Xi Jinping,
yeah,
warned adversaries on Sunday that any attempt to split China will
end... Xi Jinping, that's what we're going with.
Okay. Will end in crushed bodies and shattered bones, according to state media.
Say that all again one more time for me. I was thinking about Winnie the Pooh. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, President Xi Jinping warned adversaries on Sunday that any attempt to split China will end in crushed bones and crushed bodies.
Who are the adversaries, and what are we talking about splitting China?
Well, we're going to get further into that in the article. According to state media's anti-government protesters in Hong Kong returned to the streets for a 19th consecutive weekend. So this has been going on for a very long time. Although Winnie the Pooh didn't explicitly name Hong Kong in his comments, his references to separatists and external
forces. Winnie the Ping. That is much better.
Okay, perfect. Echoed previous language used by Beijing when talking about protests in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. Anyone attempting separatist activities in any part of China will be crushed, and any external force backing such attempts will be deemed by the Chinese people as pipe dreaming, said Winnie the Ping during a state visit to Nepal, according to the state news agency. So, demonstrations continued in Hong Kong on Sunday, but they were smaller than in previous weeks and appeared to portend a shift to more guerrilla-style tactics. Now, what they're largely referring to with these external forces, for those who haven't been keeping up, is sort of the United States, because there are attempts to use what's happening in Hong Kong between Trump and the Chinese government as a negotiating tactic.
Right.
You also have Senators Ted Cruz and someone else going to Hong Kong and outright voicing their support for the Hong Kong protesters.
I support the Hong Kong protesters.
I wholeheartedly support
them. I don't know if I wholeheartedly. These aren't libertarians.
They're not,
it's not a personal freedom protest. But, you know, it's better than what they got.
Yes. So groups
also, it's worth pointing out that, you know, the Hong Kong is the freest place on the planet when it comes to sort of economic freedoms.
Is that still the case?
Still the case.
Okay.
Taiwan is interestingly getting giving them a run, moving way up the charts very quickly.
That's
but Singapore
good.
Is number two, has been for a long time. Not necessarily when it comes to personal freedoms in Singapore, but certainly economic freedoms.
So the majority of protests are still peaceful, but the number of violent incidents has risen as the unrest has dragged on. During a press conference Monday, a police spokesperson said that officers had uncovered an improvised explosive device on Sunday night on Nathan Road, one of the city's busiest thoroughfares.
So IEDs being found. This Chinese protest is not nonviolent. It's mostly been non-lethal from what I've been able to say, at least from the protesters' side.
Well, when you're protesting a tyrannical regime,
people are going to get passionate.
I'm not opposed to using violence against those who would enforce that regime. Not innocent bystanders, but yes, if they're sending in the military and the police to crush your protests for, you know,
fighting back against
autonomy, you have to actually fight back against them.
I think that it's, well, I don't know if you have to. I'm going
to
say
that you don't have
to. It's morally acceptable.
Yes.
The question is,
it may not be strategically smart.
It may not be. Right? Like one of the things the Gandhi had was he had a lot of people that were willing to, like, quite literally take lumps on the head, get pounded in the head in order to, but still not use violence to get what they wanted. And I don't think I could do it. Like, I'd have to use some kind of force to defend myself if that's what it is. And, you know, if they're trying to drive everybody off the streets and to silence the protests, well, what do you do? I don't know what you do.
I don't either. But violence in Hong Kong has become more acute since the city's leader, Carrie Lam, used colonial-era emergency powers to ban citizens from wearing masks at public gatherings earlier this month. On Sunday, protests...
And don't forget that mask wearing is very cultural in Hong Kong, in China, generally Asia, because people don't want to spread illnesses to each other. It's considered polite.
Do those count as masks for the purpose of this? Wow.
Yep.
On Sunday, however, protesters dressed in black vandalized and set fire to government facilities, subway stations, and shops deemed to be pro-China. Now, this goes back to what you were saying. That's certainly violence. There may have been no casualties, but setting fire to buildings, subway stations, and shops, that's violence.
Mm-hmm.
That's destruction of property.
It's true.
Several of these incidents were caught on video, including one showing what appears to be a protester stabbing an officer in the neck.
Oh, my.
With what police called a sharp-edged object. A group of protesters was also filmed attacking a lone officer in riot gear, with one delivering a jump kick to the neck. There's
it's hard
more
to pull
about
off
this.
A jump kick.
It is, and especially to someone's neck. There's more about this, more about China and what's happening there. So don't go anywhere. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina has now said he's 100% behind President Donald Trump's partnering with Congress to stop Turkey's aggression in Syria. He said, quote, "I applaud his decision to work with Congress to stop Turkey's aggression in Syria through the crippling economic sanctions." He also said he had spoken to the president, and this decision by President Trump will be a game changer in all the wrong ways for Turkey.
There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress to supplement what President Trump's administration has done. We're going to send a signal to Turkey that's unmistakable in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
President Donald Trump also said that roughly 1,000 U.S. troops he has ordered to leave Syria will be remaining in the Middle East to prevent a resurgence of the Islamic State threat. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And you know, a few weeks ago, we did a thing, a new thing for Free Talk Live. We hosted a webinar, and by all accounts, it was awesome. I enjoyed doing it. Roger Paxton actually hosted it with Chris Ann of Liberty First University.
I would call it an unqualified success. I mean, it was really great.
Yeah, and it's tremendously fascinating to watch because Chris Ann, she's a very passionate, very excited, dynamic person. And Roger had to say almost nothing to keep her going. It's hard to talk solidly for about an hour.
Even on a topic, yeah.
Yeah, even on a subject that you're intensely passionate about. But she pulled it off. She nailed it. She was never boring at any moment.
No.
And she was knowledgeable. She knew
everything. She also handled a lot of libertarian thoughts on the Constitution.
She did.
And I don't know if I made a 180 in my opinion on the Constitution, but my opinion has changed.
She improved my opinion of the Constitution, I would say, but it's still not a document that I consented to, so I don't recognize its authority.
Yeah, but she does point out that there's no particular reason for you to have consented. The Constitution is a compact between states, organizations. So there's really no binding on the people themselves.
Well, but there is one between the state constitutions and the people of those states.
Yes.
So and I never considered
But this
that
wasn't a class on the New Hampshire state constitution, which is
fair point.
Be interesting.
What is it a class on, though? You might be curious. You can watch it at lfu.freetalklive.com. That's LFU, like Liberty First University, .freetalklive.com. It's really awesome. You can find a link there to the YouTube video. It's great. Go check it out. It's an excellent way to spend an hour. So, speaking of excellent ways to spend time, evidently in Hong Kong, everybody was kung fu fighting with police officers now being kicked in the neck.
Flying jump kick.
To the neck. Which, as you pointed out,
not easy to pull that off.
It is not. So I'm picturing Mortal Kombat style jump kick just soaring.
Fatality!
But before we get back into the story of Hong Kong, let's get into the phones. We got Olivia calling from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to make a comment about Columbus Day and honoring all these horrific people. But first, I just wanted to make a comment about masks and not preventing diseases or like not spreading diseases. I knew a school teacher who refused to buy like Kleenexes for the classroom. They made a hole in like a box and just had the kids put like a roll of toilet paper from the bathroom in there, and that was the Kleenex. But instead, the teacher would buy those little blue masks from Walmart, and they'd be like, if you are sick, please, please put on one of these disposable masks. You don't have to wear it anywhere else. You can throw it away when you leave, but please just don't breathe the germs in the room. I thought that was kind of a neat idea.
So,
you know, when I was at the DMV last week, I had to go for stupid reasons. But when I was there, I was sitting next to this guy who, in the course of my 3.5 hour wait, applied sanitizer to his hands at least 35 times. At least. Every few minutes, he was reaching over there and hitting the sanitizer.
That is probably a neurosis.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, I know there's a lot to be said about, you know, restricting one's interactions with various viruses and bacteria, inhibiting one's immune system.
So I'm not going to comment on that. I think that there's, you know, it's only valuable in so much as you don't get yourself sick, right? Once you get sick, then you have gone too far with trying to expose yourself to all these varieties of infections in order to prevent infections. Like, whoops, missed up on that one. But most illnesses that we deal with on a day-to-day basis come from contact. If not contact with a person, contact with a thing that a person recently touched that's ill.
Certainly. So, Olivia, what were your thoughts?
So a mask isn't particularly effective. I mean, yes, it's effective if you have it over your mouth and you sneeze at somebody and the mask catches the projectile infectious spittle. Yes, that's good.
Well,
but
interestingly, the Mythbusters studied this at using dye and stuff like that. It was really fascinating to see the results. But if you're not consciously, deliberately avoiding contact with people and they're sick, you're going to get sick. So, Olivia, what were your thoughts on Columbus?
Oh, I think that was they used the mask just during like flu season. It was, you know, the kids would breathe in the teacher's face. I think it was just to keep from like, you know. But the thoughts on Columbus, the Oatmeal is a web comic, and they did a really good job of explaining like an alternative to Christopher Columbus. There is a friar or a priest named Bartolome de las Casas, I think, and who was a great humanitarian. I don't know. I think it's weird that we sit there and honor these really brutal, horrific people and don't really mention, I don't know, it's just a strange way of like brainwashing when we have good alternatives.
And it is. I mean, we have lots of people now who idolize Che Guevara.
Right.
The rebel in, I think it was Cuba, I don't remember, but he was homophobic. He was just a horrible, horrible person. And it's like, why are you idolizing this guy? Gandhi is literally right there.
Right? It's crazy. So, I don't know. I think it's weird, too, that people feel like that's anti-white. If somebody had a holiday to King Edward Longshanks, the Hammer of the Scots, I would be pretty offended. I would think that was pretty weird. I think it's weird that Andrew Jackson is still on the 20 when they were going to change it to Harriet Tubman. Like, why didn't they do that? Because Andrew Jackson was a horrible, horrible statist. Why is
they,
he
they all were.
He was anti. He's against the central bank.
Yes, he would be appalled to know that his portrait was on the note of a central bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of makes me feel better about, you know, his being there, considering the atrocities that he did commit.
Jackson had guts. I'll give him that.
Well, it takes more than guts to earn my respect.
I mean, as far as personality goes and having it, you line up the presidents. He had a lot more than most of them.
That's true.
You know,
Den of Thieves, the Pipers, all of that. He certainly had.
The Trail of Tears or any of this sort of unconstitutional stuff that Jackson did. By the way, as seventh president, what was constitutional, what was not constitutional, was still much more up in the air back then. I got to say, as a historical figure, it's far enough. He's far enough in the past that I like him.
I don't know. I can't support that. He did too much stuff that was awful. He was a horrible person. But, I like these protests on Columbus Day because it does make you sit there and it does make you open a history book and start to try to get to the root of it. And it does make you question, who are we holding up as examples? Who are we sitting there and honoring? And then finding hopefully positive alternatives. If not, you know, the federal holidays changing, then at least for your own personal self. I like how it draws attention to people changing their own viewpoint. I like that.
I like that as well. It's good when phrased that way. I would love for Columbus Day to actually stick around and perhaps just turn into, I mean, if federal workers want the day off, fine, give them the day off, but make it Gandhi Day. You know?
Yeah.
Make it the day of someone who wasn't a jerk.
He's just the guy you like. And people can. The problem with human beings is none of them are perfect.
Well, Gandhi was not perfect either.
Right. None of them are perfect. And as soon as you make it Gandhi Day, then somebody's going to trot out that he slept with young women that were too young to consent or something. You know, it all gets very odd.
It does. But as you were saying, it's because no one is perfect. And I mean, that's a good argument against having these sorts of days where we commemorate people in the first place.
Well, what do we have days? When do we get days off then?
When we want them. Every federal employee get 10 guaranteed days off a year. Take them when you want. Problem solved, right? 855-450-3733. What do you think about federal holidays? Are they worth it?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's DanPilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and if you're quick, you can still get in on the radio with us. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in free the people of Hong Kong. With you tonight, it's Aria
and Mark,
and we've been talking about various genocides and wrongdoings committed by government throughout, you know, the history of humanity, really. And that's taking shape right now in Hong Kong and China, not strictly limited to Hong Kong. Of course, you have the Uyghur province, or not the Uyghur province, the Uyghur population in a province in China being essentially rounded up, put into re-education camps, and it's receiving worldwide condemnation except from the United States government, which is unsurprisingly quiet about the entire thing. But let's get back to the phones. We've got Timmy calling from South Park. Timmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Timmy.
Yeah, that's what I expected. I mean, that's all Timmy is able to say on the show. So, accurate portrayal, I suppose. You wanted to talk about Xi Jinping, which would have been fascinating, but sorry, I can't let you on the air to just say Timmy.
Well, it was a good imitation, right?
It was.
Yeah.
It's just limited in where it can be taken.
Okay.
So, Beijing has been particularly critical of Washington's support for the Hong Kong protesters in recent months, with authorities accusing the U.S. of helping to organize demonstrations claims that the U.S. State Department has called ridiculous. Now, I believe it. The United States economically is scared of China because it's made themselves dependent on China, and that's never a good place to be in.
No, it's an interesting conundrum because do you support Nixon having gone into China and opening up that market for trade to the world?
I support free trade.
Okay, I support free trade,
too. I believe that a business in any given geographic area should be able to trade with the business in another geographic area if they so choose.
This is the conundrum of statism, right? I support...
It has many conundrums.
Many. I support free trade, and I support freer trade, because I want people to be freer than they are today, and I see lots of benefits of more freedom over just absolute freedom. And so
sure.
China being able to do business with the world, people in China being able to do business with people around the world has undeniably increased the standard of living for the people in China and made life better for them. This is people that went from, according to stories, eating their children during their revolution. Things were going so bad. Like, they had done such a crazy job of killing off the black Chinese in favor of the red Chinese that to doing trade with the world a few decades later and becoming an economic powerhouse. Just really some great stuff. However, in the process, the, you know, leaders, those that would be king in China have really secured their power.
They have indeed.
And the United States, because it opened up this market, made a lot of people's lives better in China. However, it's also got itself into a relationship that is very destructive and weird.
Well, we saw the same thing with the United States government's response to Spain and Catalonia. Rather than sending the military to defend the borders of Catalonia, if the people of Catalonia had in fact requested it, which they didn't. But if, for example, they requested, hey,
there's a deal with the devil.
We're being invaded by Spain here. Will you help us to defend our independence and our freedom? The United States government would not have done it.
Aren't they in an agreement with NATO, with the government of Spain, and not the government of Catalonia?
I don't know.
I mean, they've got treaties at this point.
But, I mean, NATO is junk in the first place. It should be thrown out as
NATO's
a relic,
probably
the
one
Cold
of the,
War.
One of the best models for what the United States federal government should, in fact, be doing. My argument is the federal government really should be very little more than an interstate compact of free trade.
See,
and
I don't even see
a military.
That as necessary. I mean, why can't company in location A do business with company in location B? Why
even
involve
the government? Organizations called states.
Right, but they shouldn't exist.
But they do.
They do, yes.
Okay. So in a world where they do, a federation of those states that agree to do business in a free market, as they largely do, largely in the United States, between states, right? Like,
yes.
It's pretty close to a free market in the United States if you're doing business, say, from New Hampshire to Florida or something. Not perfect, but much better than it is, say, doing business from New Hampshire to Beijing.
Sure.
And that's what, in my opinion, the federal government should be doing, is that particular task and the task of, you know, securing the borders of any state that wishes to be part of that federation. And I think that should have extended to, if they didn't have all the extra rules of the federal government trying to grow and be the federal government, if it was just those two things, what you would see is Canada, basically most of Central America, maybe even good parts of South America, many parts of Europe, many places in Africa, colonial places in Africa, and a variety of places that would have opted in to this federation, and then you wouldn't have the conflict that the federal government, you know, because the United States military has been used as a tool of imperialism and hegemony, whether people like to admit it or not. I mean, it's undeniable, and it can be shown over and over and over again, repeatedly. However, people are opting in. It's not used as a tool of empire and hegemony on Florida and New Hampshire. So if people then opt in, then you may very well have this one world government that the Birchers are so scared of in the form of the United States, because it would in fact be this beacon on the hill of liberty. that simply is a military that, you know, intends to protect those borders. Now, it would get very interesting trying to take in, you know, some people from Ghana and people from Connecticut and put them into the same military and pay them the same stuff. I mean, how would this all work? I don't know. But it's, to me, a fascinating idea and a model that could have been a more libertarian world.
Certainly. And if the statehood emblem meant something that valuable, you know, it would be coveted. These other nations, it would be a worldwide government, as you pointed out, essentially, because it was so desired to be part of it. You know, it's, we're offering you this and that and this other thing, and all you have to do is, you know, voluntarily sign up for it. Well, okay, everybody would sign up for it. But what they're offering has become a hollow mockery of what they were supposed to be offering.
Oh, yes.
So rather than offering people economic security and things like that, what we end up with is the only way to escape the foreign policy of the American government is to be an American.
Interestingly, the English common law system that you know, that the Supreme Court operates under is not the common law system of Louisiana. All right? They're under Napoleonic law, and somehow they fit in to this system that we have. So it's not to say that even judicial systems that are different than our own wouldn't work, because they already are. And I don't know whether I'm advocating for this, but I have spent some time thinking about what it might be like. Enough time to wonder whether or not we should replace the stars and the flag with maple leaves, or replace the maple leaf in the Canadian flag with star. Just saying.
Let's go to the phones real quick. We got David from New Mexico. David, you got like a minute. What's on your mind?
Tranny Talk Live, talk radio you can troll. I heard you were talking about Nazis earlier. Were you talking about any of the gay Nazis?
Which gay Nazis are we talking about? Are your particular gay Nazis? Your New Mexican gay Nazis?
Aside from the gay Nazis at the University of New Mexico radio station, the stormtrooper brown shirt gay Nazis. You know why their shirts are brown, don't you?
I don't know.
And I'm scared of where you're going.
I suspect the reason I do know what you're alluding to, and I don't know anything about brown shirts having been gay. The things that I read about brown shirts, admittedly sparse, have never intimated this particular claim.
Have you? Oh, really? What history books have you been reading there, Mr. Edging Tongue?
The government ones.
The government ones. The ones that they issue in prison?
Well...
I don't think they issue your history books in prison, but
well,
David,
we have the old ones that we sent to that they sent to the library. Sure,
but you've got to stop waiting until the last minute and a half of the show to call. And
no, I think it was a great call.
I think it was too. I just wish
he said it was talk radio you can troll, and then he trolled the hell out of us for a minute and a half.
Go head on over to freetalklive.com to check out the archives of the show going back a full 10 years. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll be back this same time tomorrow, every night of the week.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.